Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The cup is ours. Blazers win in the cup, baby.
Can you smell it? Can you feel it?
The cup?
I can.
I'm grabbing the cup.
I think it's going to happen.
Floor was ugly, but that was a good game.
Well, yeah. I mean, the floor is, it's dumb.
The floors are stupid.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if there is a cool one out there. They all look pretty weird.
To answer your question, Rashad, there isn't. There isn't one. But that is secondary to what happened. Who cares about the cup? How about just a big dub on a Friday night against the Nuggets? A gritty, dare I say gritty, the infamous overused word in sports, gritty win by the Blazers over the Denver Nuggets last night. How about that?
No, and this one, and this time you're right in saying gritty. That's exactly what it was.
I mean, hell, you're down by 10 going into the fourth quarter, back and forth. You chip away at the lead. They make some buckets. You make some buckets. You make some big defensive plays down the stretch. I mean, that was impressive. I was like, okay, tip of the cap, Blazers players and team and coaches and Tiago Splitter, Master Splitter out there. It was great.
Hey, what I've been watching these guys do over the last little bit has been really, 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 really fun. Like, the one thing about defense is it translates everywhere. So even if you're not shooting well, which it didn't seem like the Blazers were shooting well, they had 75 points at the half against Utah, like, the game before. So that's how great they were shooting. They had 75 points by the end of into the fourth quarter because they just weren't shooting as well.
Yeah, what was it, 81-71?
Yeah, something like that. At the end of the third? Yeah. And so you have a team that knows how to play defense and knows how to put a lot of pressure on your team. I think they're top two in the NBA as far as full court press and just making sure they make it difficult for people to bring the ball to the floor. This isn't the same Blazers team. In every game, we get a new superstar or coach that has to say, man, yo, these guys are legit. Like, they can play. You know, the defense is there, and they're not these pushovers. And what I love is it's defense from everybody. I mean, Denny's playing great defense. Shaden's not a great defender, but he's trying right now to play.
Hey, that was a great play last night at the end of the game to get that block on Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, just goes to show, it's like, hey, man, that athleticism that works so well for you on offense, look how much it can work for you on defense.
They can play. And honestly, and we can talk about this a little later. I've been up and down on Shaden, if I'm being honest. Like, he hasn't shot well. He hasn't played well throughout the first few games of the season. Luckily, the Blazers have been winning, but not because Shaden has been great, you know. And so, just if you just look at his shooting percentages, they've been, I think he was shooting 32% up until yesterday. It was like,
dude,
it's been pretty bad.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was sub 40 field goal shooting, sub 30. 3-point shooting to start
the season. Oh, no, he's 30. He was shooting up until last night. I'm not sure what it is now because I think he went 50% from the field, but he was shooting 32%. You know, it was like, geez, Shaden, like, you should be better than this. And so it was good to see him have a little bit of life.
35% from the field, 26.7% from three to start the season.
Yeah, that's not gonna get it.
That's buns, as the kids would say.
But it's still the beginning of the season, so I'm going to give that a pass. But it was great to see the fact that he's good on defense. So I just like what I'm seeing so far, and Tiago has them playing. More than that, I don't know if you guys have noticed, the Blazers for a long time just did this dribble handoff thing. Like that was the offense. Dribble handoff, see who gets the matchup that you're looking for, and then try to make something happen from there. To watch these guys run plays from the free throw line and run and get have like a lot of success for that, like that's been awesome. Drew Holiday, tip of the cap, man. He's changed the way this team looks.
Not obviously it's great for the Blazers, but just for him, saw a little bounce back year to start at least through these first six games. Is that what's the biggest surprise for you through these first six games? Is it how efficient Grant has been coming off the bench? Is it just Drew Holiday and his impact being felt right away? Is it the lack of playing time for Young Hansen, which when he has been out there, it's kind of understandable at this point? Is it, again, Drew Holiday's instant impact? Is it Donovan Clint? I mean, what is it for you? There's a few different things that have shown itself through these first six games.
For me, it's Drew Holiday. Like, for somebody that can just get their shot off whenever they need, that's crazy to me. Like, no, he finds his spot on the floor, and he's not fast with it really, but he just walks his opponent to wherever he wants them to be, stops there, and like, up, easy bucket here, nice little turnaround. And now that he's really knocking down threes, Drew Holiday, and I know he's had some amazing seasons in the NBA. Obviously, he's a multiple-time champion, he's an Olympian, all that stuff. As a player, this is the most comfortable and this is the easiest basketball Drew Holiday has ever seen. It looks so effortless when he's out there. Like, and he gets a shot off all the time. He's 18 points and 8 assists on the season so far. Like, he's doing work. Almost 9 assists that he has so far this season. So that's been the biggest thing for me, is how much he's changed. And then when you have a guy that's defensive minded and he's your best offensive player, or at least he's been, well, your best offensive player so far has been
Jeremy
Grant, but yeah. Denny Avia is right there too.
Yeah.
Denny's right there too. But 1A, Jeremy coming 1B. Off the bench, but Jeremy coming off the bench is crazy. But the things that Drew Holiday has been able to do for this young team, and then kind of translate that to the defensive end with what Kamara was just able to do last year, and I know he's hungry for first team this year or possibly more. Yay! Nobody wants to play against them, considering the way they play defense, and they're beating good teams. It'd be different if they were beating bumps. They're beating Golden State. You know, they should have beat Minnesota, but they lost that game. I think they should have beat the Clippers, but they were lazy in that game. Outside of that, like, they're beating good teams, and they're beating them.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pretty well, with the exception of last night.
I got to chime in, guys, really quickly. The thing that surprises me most so far is the identity that this young team has. Like, they're scrappy. They've actually got some good players now that can play two-way in the NBA, which that was the problem before. They would have Anfernee Simons that would shoot on offense, and he would fill the stats up that way, but they would have no defensive identity, no defensive players. Now, you've got Donovan Klingon, you've got guys like Wesley, you've got, which he was just like a Spurs bench warmer, but he's coming in, he's grabbing steals. Chris Murray stepped up and played really well, too, and I think that defensive identity is something that they just didn't have before, and to fill all of that, like, offense left open by Anfernee Simons with not even Shaedon Sharpe, but really we're talking like you guys are mentioning Jeremy Grant's offensive effort off the bench and then Denny Avdia stepping up and being basically the top scoring option so far for Portland. It's pretty interesting to see how they've actually lived up to the billing, and I just can't hold back like this. This is an actually exciting young team. So I don't know. Overall, I think that's the thing that surprises me the most. It's just it's an exciting freaking group of guys to watch, and I didn't think that was the case at the beginning of the season, but hey, 4-1 under Thiago, who might argue?
You brought up a good point, though, Rashad, as far as that full court press and just them putting pressure on. You saw that really mess things up for the Nuggets in that game last night, where you do that to teams, and you know, with a 24-second shot clock, by the time that you've done pestering them and they get into their half-court set, they got 10 seconds left, 12 to 10 seconds maybe, before they're actually comfortably set to be able to run their play. And at that point, they might not even have time to run the play. So then they're having to go ISO ball or just put the ball in the hands of their best player and, hey, bail us out, which they really couldn't do last night with getting the ball to Jokic. I mean, when you have him getting 21, 9, and 12...
Great game. It's an amazing game.
A lot of NBA players would like that game, but for Jokic, that's a very
subpar game.
Yeah, that's a mid game for him. So I think that if you can just be feisty as hell on defense, that's going to win you a lot of games, and that's going to keep you in a lot of games. And yeah, I think that just the start of this season. You also mentioned Jrue Holiday, just how the game is flowing to him and how it's coming to him. Scoot Henderson even said this, and I'm excited for when he gets back with his team, but he's watching Jrue, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said something along the lines of, like, he's learning me to how to have a better pace of the game, a better control of the game, not being so frantic, frenetic, and just being able to, you know, slow things down a bit. So if he's starting to see that and taking things from Jrue's game and then Dame's in his ear, teaching him things this year, I hope that he comes in when he's healthy, and gosh, maybe just a couple weeks now, I think he's not too far away, then I'm intrigued to see what he's picked up so far in this time being under two veteran point guards like that.
So the one thing that I was talking about, this might be Jrue's season. I have to look up his stats. As far as scoring, this is the fifth best season Jrue Holiday has ever had in the NBA. He's been in the league 17 years, 16 years, 17 years, somewhere around there.
The field goal percentage, too, is like he's at like 49%, basically.
He's shooting 80% from the free throw line, and he's shooting 36% from three, and he's shooting 48% from the field.
We'll take it.
On top of that, this is the first time in his career he's averaged 8 assists or more. 17 years. This is the first time in his career he's averaging 8.7. That means he is efficient, and he's teaching these young guys really how to play, and everybody's inspired. I think that's the best part. Like, when we watched OKC last year, the one thing that they had, I think, over a lot of teams is they played together and they liked playing with each other. They liked being on each other's team. They liked being around each other as teammates. And I don't know if how much they're around each other, but I can tell when they're on the floor, they love playing basketball with each other. And I think that's an important part of this process. And so if they can continue this, and if they can keep playing defense, why can't this team compete for at least top five playoff spot? Like, if they're playing like this, I don't see why they can't.
Well, hell, I mean, I won't go that lofty, but after a start like this and how competitive you looked, I mean,
they're frustrating good teams.
You got to be at least getting into that playing as a that's, 7 or 8
yeah.
at this
I'll
point.
Screw the play-in. Can we try for the playoff? But I hear what you're saying.
I mean, like, I think this year, coming into it, people were just like, oh, you know, they're going to compete to try and get into the play-in. It's like, you better be in the play-in at least as one of those higher seeds it's looking like right now, just from the start. And granted, it's 6 games into the season. That's like, what, 10% of the season, if that. So still a lot more games to go. They've got the Lakers coming up who... that will be on Monday, and I Luka. Think they'll have Luka
because yeah,
he just played last night. Yeah, that's right. So they got the Lakers coming up. Then Wednesday they got Oklahoma City. That'll be a tough one. And then they'll hit their first real road trip. I know they just had kind of a mini one, a West Coast trip. But after Wednesday, they will go to Miami, Orlando, New Orleans, Houston, and Dallas.
Win. No, we'll
the cup
see
is
about
ours.
Yeah. Dallas is struggling right now, but I think they'll be better at some point.
Yeah, so I mean, basically up until next Saturday through the following Sunday, November 8th through November 16th, they will be on the road. So first real road test for this this scrappy, gritty, the pest in the West, as people are calling them, Portland Trailblazers.
Can I throw some cool stats at your asses before we get out of here?
Yeah, yeah.
These are really, like, I would say eye-opening numbers that I think tell the story of what we were just speaking about on the Blazers. Steals per game, Portland leads the entire league at 12. And you look at last night, I think the box score said like 11-6 or something for the Blazers versus the Nuggets. They're getting after it. You talk about just putting the effort in. You have been begging young players, as you pointed Shaden out doing with that block at the end of last night's game. Just try. Use your athleticism. And the Blazers... speaks to that identity I think we're seeing. 12 freaking steals a game. Sacramento's the next closest at 10.8. And on the other side of the coin, the Blazers guys, I didn't think I'd be saying this, even a week or half or two into the season, they have scored the most points in all of the NBA total so far. And they've been doing it while being absolute cheeks from three-point land. So I gotta say, like, I am impressed with how this team has been able to squeak out wins.
Like I said, play defense translates every week. Even if you can't score, you can play D. That's the biggest.
It's been
thing
leading
me.
To scoring. The defensive effort shot has been leading to easy buckets.
Yeah, impressive little start for the Blazers, and they're gonna have a tough next week and a half with Lakers, Oklahoma City Thunder, and then going on a real road trip.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.